Hello, and today we're going to be talking about the movie The Truman Show. Now, the world that Truman lives in, we can compare it to our world because of, in his, like, you can compare the activists who fought against Truman, The Truman Show, and how he was being held captive. You can say that they were like most human activists or like social like rights like movements and stuff like that. Instead of seeing it as one person being trapped, you can see it as like people like not being treated like fairly, and how right now it's like there's a lot of people who just kind of want to sit back and watch, almost like watching a TV show, the way Truman sees it, versus the people that are saying, no, it's actually wrong. They're like humans and everything like that. So that's like one way we can compare it. Another way is to see the Truman as like an everyday man, like his name, Truman. It's kind of like his life inside of there is the ideal world, or like the quote unquote ideal world that people want to live in. So when you see, like, go through his life, it's like, oh, the American dream, he's got a job, he's got a wife, planning on having kids. When you see all of that, it's like extremely relatable. And when you look at like him finally getting out of the cave, he's realizing all of the signs. It's like almost like his world is falling apart. So that's like everything in is coming down around him, and he's finding all of these clues, and wow, all of these things are connected. So that certainly helps. And then of course there's like the thing where he rams into the side of the wall, and the sky cracks. So that is also a thing.